So before we begin, this Devo will contain minor spoilers for Falcon and the Winter Soldier, at least through episode 4. Let the listener beware. Everyone good?
Okay.
Hi, my name is Andrew, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So, all the lead-up trailers before the actual series started were showing Sam and Bucky with Cap's shield, and so we were all building up for Sam learning to be Captain America, but when episode 1 came around, Sam rejects the shield. And America, predictably, ended up giving the shield to who they felt was worthy. John Walker. And here, in John, they find the perfect soldier. A 3-time Medal of Honor winner. Truly, a soldier's soldier. According to what America wanted, the ideal replacement for Steve Rogers. And yet, by episode 4, we found that the Captain America that America wanted has some serious flaws. How he uses the shield speaks metaphorically that he thinks of it differently. It is not something to defend others with, but the object of defense has become a weapon which can kill. What happened? Why did the man who was supposed to be exactly what America wanted do something that feels so abhorrent? Perhaps it's because America's idea of what makes a good superhero is different from the idea of the original creator of the Super Soldier Serum. Dr. Erskine chose Steve Rogers way back in Captain America the First Avenger, not because he was the biggest or strongest, but because he was a good man. There is a fundamental difference between the man Steve Rogers and the man John Walker. The serum amplifies the inner person and who they are inside. Honor, nobility, kindness, goodness, humility only become greater if they're already there. Cruelty, anger, vengeance become greater if that is what's already there. In the Bible, we see that there can be a difference between what the world was expecting and what God provides as well. Luke tells us in chapter 24, verses 13 through 27, that very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, "What is this conversation that you're holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they replied, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and all the people delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the 3rd day since these things happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they'd even seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman said, but him they did not see." And Jesus said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The Jews at the time, including the Jews who became Jesus' disciples, expected God to send a king who would conquer Rome and free them from physical tyranny. However, God's methodology, defeating sin and death through submission to it and neutralization of it through his resurrection, was completely unexpected and unlooked for, but infinitely greater. And yet, Jesus points out that it was there, latent in the entire Old Testament, testifying to his identity and character. As Paul says, God's foolishness is greater than the world's wisdom. When we as Christians are confused by God's plans in our lives, we need to consider what exactly will be consistent with God's character. Is conquest more like God? Or self-sacrificial love? Sometimes we have an idea of what will be the right solution to a problem, but we've closed our minds to the answer that will be more like God's character. We should reject thinking that reflects the world's ways of death over life, and emphasize kingdom values and foster the fruit of the Spirit. We should reject the thinking that leads to John Walker as Captain America. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See you, Space Cowboy.